people are growing away from. But yeah, we still see a lot of gardens.
Did you mention corn at all?
Yes.
Can you grow corn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of beans?
Green beans. An older couple that's, he's deceased and she's in a home, used to grow pinto beans around here too, okay. And they were very good.
Right. So basically green beans and pinto beans.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes,
yes.
What kind do you know?
Just about any kind, I think. Our valley grows.
Okay. What are some of the names of those?
Oh, come on, don't ask.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Russet?
Yeah, russets and reds.
Okay. Can you grow beets around here?
Yes.
Did you mention beets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that something you grow?
Yes.
Okay. And what kinds of squash? Are there different kinds?
Zucchini squash, crookneck squash, okay. Spaghetti squash.
What's spaghetti squash?
Spaghetti squash is just a squash. It's kind of a ordinary looking squash. But what makes it different is you cut it in half and you put it on, I guess you can do it different ways. The way I do it is I cut it in half and take the seeds and stuff out of it,
uh-huh.
And put just a little water in the pan and I bake it until it gets real tender. And then you take a fork and you shred it this way so it looks like spaghetti noodles. Mm. And then you just put butter and salt and pepper and it's really good. You can put spaghetti sauce on it too, it's really good.
Yeah, hence the name, I guess. Or just because the way it looks.
Probably the way it looks. It doesn't really taste like spaghetti. It's just the way it looks. It's long and stringy. And
okay. Can fruit be grown here at all?
Apples.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of apples. Fruit. Mm. You'll see some wild plums. There's not really much in the way of fruit here. And yet you can go just a little up north and they have peaches and watermelon and cantaloupe and wonderful things. No pears around here.
Okay.
Apples are basically... trying to think of fruit.
Any berries?
Choke cherry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you have the patience to pick them.
Yeah.
It takes a whole tub just to make a pint of syrup or juice.
Is that something you've heard people making stuff on? Getting fruit, at either apples or from some place and making things out of it here? Is that something people do?
Biffle Farms out of Oregon will truck down twice a year and bring us berries from Oregon.
So people make jam and jelly and stuff. Like mm-hmm. Okay. Do people grow mushrooms around here? Then, is that something that you find here?
The mushroom farm in Alamosa produces all the mushrooms a person could want.
Yeah.
That is individually, no.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
And they're not something you would just see in a field somewhere around here?
No.
Okay. What about some different types of meat? I guess I should ask you, does the church you belong to frown upon any types of meat being eaten?
There again, everything in moderation, they tell you. You know, God put everything on this earth for man's use, but to abuse it is not good for you. They say to take it easy on the red meat, although red meat's just about all, all people eat around here. Hamburgers are really big.
Yeah.
But there's pork and there's poultry and...
Okay. Do you remember, are there people that butcher meat around here? Are there butchers in this town? Or out on the farms?
There's private people who do it privately. Usually the venison during hunting season is what they package.
Yeah.
There's a meat packing place over in La Jara, between here and Sanford, that slaughters and packages.
Okay. Does anybody... You got cattle around here.
Yes.
Do you have sheep at all?
Yes.
Okay, so you have both. Anybody have raised pigs around here?
Some.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember...
It used to be a pig farm over north of Sanford.
Oh, it's not there anymore?
No.
Okay. Was it there when you were a kid? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember some of the things they used to make out of pig?
Your lunch meats.
Okay.
Bacon.
What about head cheese?